Blog Talk Radio.
From out there, radio world, this is the Chaos Talk Show with your host, the one and only Derek Oliver.
It's chaos time, my time is shining. Tell you what I want to say, if you don't like it, then I'm going to say it anyway. I bring in the
when you go to church, you go to church. When you feel like that's who you want to be, that's who you be. So I don't see what you.
Good evening, everyone. This is Derek Oliver, host Chaos Talk Radio. Tonight, we're live on Blog Talk Radio for D&K Bible Break on this Memorial Day. Hope everyone is staying safe. We got a good show for you tonight, first and foremost. Before I even get into it, it's going to be a good show because you won't hear that much of me. Ms. K will be doing the whole teaching tonight, her first time. So pray for her as she gets ready to give you what she got. I don't want to say teaching, let's just, I'm going to keep it real simple. She's going to talk to y'all this evening on D&K Bible Break. But before we get into her and have her come in her own way, I just want to send a shout out to everyone that listens to Chaos Talk Radio all week long, Monday through Sunday. We just want to say thank you for listening. I had almost 10,000 listeners last week. We're going to get the week kicked off, started this week, but hopefully good numbers. First and foremost, I want to thank the Lord for blessing me to see another Memorial Day and being safe in my right frame of mind. And also, I just want to send a shout out to my sponsors, Pizza Hut, Royal Caribbean, Pepsi, Brentwood Publishing, and my new sponsor, Finish Line. I just want to send a shout out to all those this evening. And just let everyone know, thank you for listening to all the shows that goes on. And I will give a rundown of our weekly schedule because I don't want to take up too much time from Ms. K tonight. So with no further ado, she's actually going to teach this. I know I keep saying it's not a teaching or a Bible study, but tonight I've been encouraging it, and I finally get my wish. And I know a lot of y'all have been waiting to hear her unwind or unloose. So tonight I'm just going to turn it over to Ms. K. And I'm going to shut up. But if I'm here if you need me, though. I'm here if you need me. So with that being said, I'm going to turn it over to Ms. K. It's all you, K.
All right. Good evening, everybody. I'm going to need y'all to be praying for me tonight. This is my first time doing this. I am a little scurvy right now. A little scurvy. So just pray for me. That's scared and nervous all in one. So y'all just pray for me. I'm going to start out with a word of prayer. Father God, I come to you tonight with a humble heart, asking for guidance and direction. I pray that your spirit flows through me. I pray that you use me for your glory. Let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in your sight. Thank you for being my strength and my redeemer. So tonight is going to be a little different. First of all, because it's my first time doing this without my security blanket, the man on the other line, the man that keeps me safe and always has my back, He's got my back tonight, but he's not beside me tonight. So I'm doing this on my lonesome, but I know he's there if I need him to fill in the gap. So I want to thank you, husband, for pushing me out of my comfort zone. But like I said, I'm a little scurvy. I'm not going to lie. A little nervous, a little scared, only because this is serious business, you know, when you come before God's people, and I don't want to take this lightly. And again, remember, this is not a Bible study. It's just real talk, Bible break. But you can catch Bible study tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at this same number or on Facebook Live. So as I was planning and preparing to speak tonight, I struggled with what I wanted to say. So I may not say things the way that you say them or do things the way that you think they should be done, but I'm not being led by you. I'm going to let the Lord lead me and have his way. I've been through a lot of things in my life, so many things that tried to break me. And actually, I should be out of my mind right now in a nut house somewhere, but God. You see, I was living a life. I had a void, and I tried to fill this void. And I know a lot of people try to fill voids in their life with, like, drugs, alcohol, sex, gambling, stealing, whatever the case may be. You may be staying with somebody who treats you like crap. And something, having a baby or a kid with somebody is going to make them feel loved. They're going to make that person stay with them. We go through life recklessly. And until we hit that brick wall, that's when we wake up. Other than that, we're just floating through life recklessly. And so there was a time in my life when I was doing all the right things. I was going hard for God. I served on almost all the committees in the church you can think of. I was in the choir, leading praise team. I was teaching Sunday school, ushering. I served on the hospitality committee. I did the church follow-up, church secretary, you name it, I did it because I wanted to please the Lord. And that's what I thought I was doing. I thought I was pleasing the Lord in everything that I was doing. But now that I look back, I realize that I wasn't trying to please God. I was using God in the wrong way to fill a void in my life. I was doing all these things because I was running from my home life. I thought if I kept doing all these things for the Lord that he would change my situation. You see, I was living a double life. Instead of the mask singer, I was the mask liver, and I wore my mask well. Nobody knew anything that was going on. So after the show was over, me and my kids, we used to go home after service, go to our house, and I called it the house of terror. We never knew from one moment to the next. We never knew from one night to the next what we would walk into. We endured a lot of pain, hurt, and trauma. And the Lord never designed that for us. He never wanted this for us. I subjected my kids to a home of fear and submission because I thought I was doing the right thing. I thought I was being a good wife in my previous marriage. I thought I was being a good wife because I was listening to my husband because he was the head. I allowed a man to walk all over me and my children for the sake of being obedient because I knew what it was like to grow up without a father, and I didn't want that for my kids. But I couldn't see that the life I was living wasn't God's plan. I put it together. It was something that I did. So many times I would go home from work, and I'm praying all the way home from work that nobody got in trouble and that when I got there, I didn't talk too much or say the wrong thing to make the night worse. We went through a lot of physical, mental, and emotional abuse in our house. And the only thing that kept me going at the time is that I knew that the word said that the Lord will never leave you nor forsake you. So for 16 years, I walked around with my eyes wide shut. It was like I was sleepwalking. I mean, I knew everything that was going on around me, but it was like I was numb to all of it. It was like I'm living a life that's not my life. I'm living a dream that I'm just passing through. And I knew that God didn't want that for me. But at the time, here I am. It was like I'm in la-la land, like I'm just going through the motions. And there were so many times that with the mental abuse that we went through, it was a lot of degrading things that were said. You're not going to be nothing. Nobody wants you. You're good for nothing. You're weak. You're lazy. Just talking about your family, you come from a bad family. Nobody likes you. You're not wanted. I was told that I was a mistake. So I'm told that I was a mistake. This is all coming from a man that said he loved me, that I gave my adulthood to, that I had children for. I was a mistake. This is what he's filling my head with, and I'm listening. Oh, you're a mistake. I'm a mistake because my mom had me when she was a teenager. You weren't even supposed to be here. You're nothing. You're a mistake. Told that I was born to a pedophile because my dad was much older than my mom when she had me. Who says that? Who tells somebody hurtful things like that? Nothing but pure evil, nothing but pure evil. And the sad thing is I had subjected my kids to a life like this. They didn't deserve what they were going through. And my eyes were just too blind to see what was really going on around me. Again, I was wearing that mask, and I wore that mask well. Nobody knew anything. Even my best friend, she didn't know anything until like a year before I moved to Georgia. I couldn't share it. There were plenty of times I couldn't even go to service because my eye was messed up. I couldn't go in church like that. I would call my first lady at that time and let her know I can't come in. He got mad. He threw something. People getting mad over the stupidest. I go to get some chicken at Popeye's. I forgot to get the sauces that go with the chicken. Guess what? That was a big blow up. Stuff got thrown out and everything just because I forgot to get some sauce from Popeye. It's like living a life that God did not design for you. And nobody should have to go through that. Nobody should have to go through that. And I was also told that nobody in my family liked me because all I did was go to church and I didn't fit in anywhere. Nobody liked me. I mean, this is years and years of torture and mental abuse to tell me, to instill in me who I wasn't, to instill in my children the failure that they would be in life because of who their mama was. It was just all evil stuff. And this is somebody that said they loved us. But I'm reminded of Psalms 139 and 14. It says, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. So why was I believing all the lies? Why did I allow somebody to tear me down so bad? They tore me down. They bent me all out of shape with all of the hate that came from out of their mouth, claiming that they love me, claiming that they love my kids, but they didn't know how to show it. I kept wanting to see some good in the evil heart. There is no good in the evil heart. If they are not living for the Lord, we can't be good if we're not living for the Lord. We don't have any good in our heart. When we're born with evil in our heart. You ever see a child doing stuff and you didn't tell them not to do it, and you can watch them and they're sneaking and they're doing it anyway? That's in us until we come to Christ. Once you come to Christ, you a new creature. So if that man, I hate to keep it on the man subject, but this is where I'm at in my life, but if that man doesn't love the Lord, there is no way that he can truly love you the way God has designed him to love you. I'm getting all off my subject. all right, I'm going to bring it back. I'm all off my subject. But as I was saying, I was told a lot of lies. I let my children hear all the lies. For many years, I was so embarrassed because I allow them to be hurt. Forgive myself for letting them be hurt. I'm their mom. I'm supposed to take care of them. I'm supposed to protect them. And I'm letting all this go down. What kind of woman does that? But the thing is, my eyes were open, but they were shut. I'm walking around. I'm sleepwalking. I wasn't even in my right frame of mind, even though I thought I was. So by me allowing all this, it reminds me of John 10:10 that says, the thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. I have come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. I was living with a thief. I was sleeping with the enemy who stole my joy, my time, my peace, and took advantage of my love. And it's like the blows I was receiving punch drunk. But at the same time, it was building my character and making me stronger, but I didn't know it. I didn't know it was making me stronger. At the time, you're going through something and you just want it to end. You don't know how it's going to end, but you know it's going to end. And so you're crying and you're praying and you're seeking God and asking him, how can you get out of this situation? And it just seems like the answer never comes. It's like you just keep going through it and through it, and it just makes no sense. And again, like I said, I was sleepwalking. I was walking around. I was aware of everything that was going on. But again, like I said, eyes was wide shut. It's like the things that we go through in life, we don't recognize until after the fact how far we've come. And the thing about, when I think about the things that I've been through in my life, it's nothing but God. Nothing but God. There is no reason why I'm still standing here. Nothing but God. So I don't have a long, drawn-out message. I do want the ladies to know that a real man is going to want the best for you. He's going to want the best for you. He's going to want the best for your kids. He's going to want to see you grow. He's not going to want to hold you down and make you feel like you're nothing. He wants to see you shine. He doesn't want to see you hurt. If he's causing more tears of pain than tears of joy, he ain't the one. You need to just pray about it and ask God to guide you and direct you. With the life that I used to live, thank God for deliverance, the life that I used to live, I was not walking in who God called me to be. Even though I'm involved in church, I'm doing all this church stuff, I was even a member of two churches at one time. That's how involved I was, trying to stay busy, trying to keep myself together because I didn't want to go home. I didn't want to take my kids home. I wanted to go home when it was time to go to bed because I didn't want to be in that situation. But it was 16 years. I went through it for 16 years, and every year it just seems like it got worse and worse. So there was a time in 2010. This is where my life changed. So in 2010, July of 2010, I lost my little brother, and he died in a motorcycle accident. And this changed my life. This is my brick wall. I had to hit this brick wall like it just snapped me out of the fog that I was living in. And because of my brother dying so suddenly, I said, I can't do this anymore. I can't live my life like this. I took a whole year. I got myself together. I started stacking my paychecks. I started making plans. I started visiting Georgia with my sister, and took me around one weekend, took me around to some houses. There were three that I wanted, and I picked my top three. I pray and I anointed one of the houses that I really like. And I was going through the process of, okay, Lord, if this is your will, if this is your will, then it's going to happen. What I did was I flew back to Texas. Like I said, I started saving my money. This was in October of 2011. So it took me a whole year to stack my money and get my affairs in order. So in October 2011, I spent the weekend with my sister. I did all this searching, looking for houses in one weekend, went back to Texas, and I'm talking to the realtor, and they're like, well, no, he doesn't want to accept you because you don't have a job here. And I'm like, no, I don't have a job here, but, you know, it's okay. I do have money, though. So the thing about it is, this man, who I love, he's a great landlord. I've lived in his house for 6 years. This man allowed me and my kids come live in his house. I rented his house. I moved with no job and 5 kids because I trusted God. And I knew that the life I was living was not what he wanted me to live. So when I packed up my kids and I came to Georgia, it was like, okay, I can get with this. I can get with this. This is cool. And because I came here with no job, people was looking at me like I was crazy. It was like, you crazy. Why would you do that? You don't even have a job. You taking 5 kids. You being irresponsible. What's wrong with you? And it doesn't make any sense what you're doing. You're leaving a great job with great pay, and you're doing something stupid, taking your kids somewhere, and you don't have anything set up for them. But the thing is, I knew with everything that was in me that God wanted me to make a move. And that's what I did. I came here on faith, trusting that God would work it out. I was laughed at. I took a job that was peanuts compared to what I was making. But guess what? I worked that job like it paid me 3 times as much as I was making before I moved there. I knew that at night when my kids went to sleep, there was no fear. We didn't have to be fearful. We didn't have to be scared of somebody waking us up out of our sleep, or somebody didn't put this back the right way, or there was a paper towel left right here. And we didn't have to go through any of that. We were able to go to sleep at night and sleep in peace, because there's nothing like going to bed scared. Nothing like going to bed scared, not knowing what's going to happen and if you're going to get in trouble. And I'm a grown woman, and I'm worried about getting in trouble. That's where I was, and that's sad. God did not plan that. He did not put that together. I put that together. I put it together, not God. So I thank God for moving us here to Georgia and giving us a second chance to do things. Now my three little ones, they barely remember anything about anything that went on. But my oldest two, bottom of my heart, I feel like crap when I know that they're going through a situation that they don't have to go through because of the choices that I made. So I had to ask them for forgiveness, and then I had to forgive myself because I allowed it. I was sleepwalking. I was punch drunk, eyes wide shut. So I thank God for just working things out. And now my son calling me, and he know I told him don't be calling me, so I'm sorry. He got me on sidetrack because he's interrupted me. But anyway, I know that if we wouldn't have made that move here, somebody wasn't going to make it. Something horrific would have happened if I wouldn't have got me and my kids out of there. So I thank God for using wisdom. I thank God for working everything out. Everything just lined up. Like, who moves to another state with no job and no kind of nothing to show these people, look, you're going to get your rent. But the Lord used them to let us live in their, move into their house. Mind you, my kids had never lived in a house. We've always lived in an apartment. So So this was like, oh, wow, we didn't upgrade it. So they were all happy and everything anyway. So I had to stop doing what I thought was best, and I had to let the Lord lead me. So what I'm saying, what I'm trying to say is a lot of the times we are in the way of what God is trying to do in our life. And we need to move out of the way so God can do what he needs to do. And I promise you, if you get out the way, you won't believe what God can do for you. He'll do exceedingly and abundantly above all that you can ask or think of. He just blows my mind with the things that he does. And it's like, wow. And now I got a man that loves me unconditionally, loves my kids like they're his own. I don't have to worry about going to sleep and getting woke up out of my sleep for anything. If anything, he's going to be like, you want some ice cream? And he's going to try to feed me. So that's the only thing I can say. He will feed me, but that's not a bad thing. But it is when you're trying to lose weight, but it's not a bad thing. That's all in love. So I know everything that he does is in love, and I'm grateful for that. And I'm grateful that he pushes me and wants me to do better and wants me to do what the Lord is calling me to do. That's it. He wants me to do what God wants me to do. It's not him trying to say, oh, you need to do this, you need to do that. He wants God's light to shine, and he wants God to get the glory in everything that we do. And in this quarantine time, you know, I started doing puzzles, and I actually like doing puzzles. I didn't know I was going to like doing puzzles. I started at 300. I'm at 500. I'm not at 1,000 yet, but I am at 500. I can do 500, and I love doing puzzles. They seem like they're so relaxing, and I can sit there for hours just doing puzzles. So I was working on a puzzle the other day, plus other days before that. And I had my puzzle done, and I'm looking at it. I said, okay, it looks good. My son comes in the room, and he was like, oh, you did your puzzle. And he was like, Mom, now you know that piece don't go there. You're just trying to make it fit. You just push that together. And I'm like, okay, let me look at it a little bit closer. And I'm like, you're right. So a lot of the times in our life, we try to put the pieces together and force things that were not never designed to fit together. That puzzle wasn't designed that way. I forced some pieces thinking that they all the same color and it looked good, so I'm forcing the pieces together. I had to start taking some pieces out in order to find the ones that were meant to fit in that puzzle spot. So a lot of the times we are trying to fit things in our life that don't make sense. If it don't make sense, don't force it. Everything that happens with the Lord, it flows. It flows. There is no confusion in what the Lord leads and guides you to do. Now, if you're doing it on your own, yes, you may run into some pieces that don't fit, and you may have to start all over again. Even if it's just you by yourself, you got to start all over again and ask the Lord to lead you and guide you and let him. So if you're in a situation right now and you're doing everything and it seems like nothing is working out, or you just don't think nothing is going the right way, then I would just say check the pieces and ask God to remove something that maybe shouldn't be in your life. But you can't be scared to let him check the pieces. You can't be scared to let him move out what he needs to move out. Had I been so scared to step out on faith and not get my kids out of the situation that they were in, like I said, it would not be a pretty story, and I know it. And because we are children of God, we deserve the best. Now, I'm not going to say we're not going to have days where things don't seem like they're going right or everything will fall into place like magic or something. I'm not saying that, because we all go through things, and I'm not saying that my situation is perfect right now. We still have battles that we fight every day. But the thing about the battle is Jesus already fought it. It's already won. The victory is ours. Everything we need is already within us. Everything we need is in the Word. If we search the Word, we will find what we need. We will find what we're looking for. But so many times we want to go to this one or that one and say, hey, girl, look, let me tell you this, or, oh, girl, he did this. You want to tell all your business to people that don't need to know all your business. So whatever the Lord leads you and guides you and directs you, follow his lead. He's not going to lead you astray. He's not going to leave you hanging. He's there because he loves you. He wants the best for you. He wants you to prosper. He loves you. And everything you need is already inside you from the day you were born. He equipped you to fight the fight. He equipped you to walk this life. But you got to want to do it for him. If you want to do it for yourself, if you want to just do it, it's all about me, I'm doing my own thing, guess what? You're going to still continue to walk in the wrong way. Jesus is the light. You got to walk towards the Lord. You got to walk according to his will, not your will. You got to tell your flesh every day to die. Every day you should be saying, okay, Lord, what do I need to work on today? What? Show me me. Show me what I need to do. Show me how to get out of this situation. And then you have to let him lead and you have to follow him. So everything is not going to be all peaches and cream, but rest assured, you should know that because you have Christ and you live for Christ, all things will work out for the good, because that's what he said in his word. So you don't have to put up with any of the drama. You can be free. You can be free. You can walk in freedom. If it's so much pain in the situation that you're in, check the pieces. You may be in the wrong situation. Let God use you the way he needs to use you. Let God work in you. Follow his directions, follow his guidance, and hit, and let him lead you to where he's calling you to go in life. So that way you will be able to talk to somebody else who may be going through the same situation. I'm only giving you a brief, small summary of a situation that I went through in my life. There are so many more. I have pages and pages and pages of things that I went through. And I used to go to work, and I used to put the date on a Word document, and I would just type. I have all those pages from nights and nights and days and mornings of the drama that I went through in my house. It's not for public display. It was my therapy. I needed to talk. I needed to speak to somebody. I wrote it out. I wrote it out to the Lord because I was in a dead place in my life, thinking here that I'm living for the Lord. Oh, I'm going to church. I'm doing this. I'm on the praise team, wearing a mask the whole time. Nobody knew what was really going on the inside. And it's a lot of people out here now. I know some people, you don't like telling your business. That ain't nobody's business. What goes on in my house is my house business. But I heard that all the time. Don't tell nobody your business. Yes, I agree. You shouldn't be telling everybody your business. You should have at least one person that you feel comfortable with that got your back, that can say, hey, I got you. I'm looking out for you. My best friend, Miss Jackson, in Texas, what she did for me and my family on our way here the night before, they not only did they pack, they helped pack our house up, me and the kids. They packed our house up. They put us in a hotel. And they gave me money in my pocket for the journey. That's what a friend does. It was hurtful to leave. It was hurtful to leave, but they sent us off with so much love. It was like, wow. Everything was going, flowing into the way God wanted it to flow. So I knew, okay, I got to be doing something right because everything is just falling into place. So if you trust God, it'll fall into place. And everything the enemy says about you, don't believe the lie. Don't believe the lies. You are important. You are loved. You can do all things through Christ who gives you strength. And God has more for you than what you're going through right now. But you got to step out on faith and trust him. You got to step out on faith and trust him because he is a keeper. He is a peacemaker. There's peace that he wants you to have. I could sit at home right now and I wouldn't have to lift a finger. If I wanted to sit in my lazy boy all day without anybody telling me I better get up and do this and get up and do that, guess what? I can do it now. My kids can go to sleep now. They don't have to worry about anything, and there's nothing like that peace. And I thank God for the peace. I thank God for my husband. I thank God for the friends and family that I do have that know my story and don't look at me no different. Because, you know, when you go through a situation the way I went through it, you feel like, kind of feel like, oh, I was weak. I was a little dumb. I don't know what was I thinking. I don't even know where my brain was. It was like I was scattered brain. The thing is, it was like I was brainwashed. I was doing what I thought I was supposed to do and be obedient to a man who didn't even deserve it. But that's what I thought. That was my thought process. You know, in the Bible we're taught that wives are supposed to submit to their husbands. I'm submitting to a man who didn't even love me like Christ loved the church. So I had it all twisted, doing it my way with my thoughts. So I thank God for the journey. It's not the end. I thank God for everything that I went through. It built me up to the person I am right now. I thank God for the pain, the scars. I just thank God for bringing me out on the other side. A lot of people don't make it out. A lot of people don't make it out. And I just thank God for making me more opening my ears, opening my eyes to see that the life that I was living, the church life that I was living, which was fake on my end, it wasn't nothing on the Lord's end. This was all my doing. So I thank God for bringing me out and opening my eyes. And now my desire is to please him like never before. I don't want to walk this walk and just run from this service to that service. I want to have a purpose in everything that I do and do it unto the Lord for his glory, not for my selfish get me out of this situation, Lord, not for that. I'm doing it genuine this time. So I thank God for creating in me a clean heart, renewing the right spirit in me for all of that. So I wasn't going to take the whole hour. I knew I wasn't going to take the whole hour. I told my husband, I'm not taking the whole hour. I can't talk that long, but I just pray that anything that I said, it may not make sense to you. It may be hogwash. You may be like, girl, you could have kept that to yourself. But this is my freedom. You can go ahead and get you some. I got mine, you get yours. So this is the way I got my freedom, and I'm grateful for it. So because I am grateful for it and because I was able to move past that situation, I just want to encourage somebody else. Your situation may not be the way my situation was, but at the end of the day, anything that you go through in this life, please keep your eyes on the Lord. If you just focus on him, I promise you it will work out in the end. May not happen the way we want them to happen or we think it should happen, but the way the Lord makes it happen, it's even better. It's better than anything that we can come up with. So just keep your eyes focused on the Lord. Don't let nobody tear you down. Just walk in love. And if that brother can't love you the way Christ loved the church, if that brother can't come in and rub your feet, if he can't do without wanting any, let's keep it real. If he can't rub your feet without wanting to go to the next level, then something is wrong. If he your husband, hey, take it to the next level. You do you. If he's just your male friend, ladies, we need to lock it down. Don't give away your cookies. Like, I'm going to go there for just a second. Please stop giving away your cookies to everybody. Keep your cookies. This is how we get in trouble. If God wanted you to give it out, then it would have been set up that way. God created man and woman, Adam and Eve, a couple, the husband and wife. That's when you give up the cookie. Don't give them up to this Joe and that Joe, because you're giving a piece of yourself every time you do that, and you're opening yourself up to the spirit, and you open yourself up to this man, that's a spirit. The next man, that's a spirit. Then every time you go along, you got all these spirits attached to you, and you want to know why you can't get a good man. You got all these spirits. Please stop giving up the cookies to everybody. It's not that serious. Life is not about giving up your cookies to everybody. Settle down, get yourself together, do you in the Lord, get saved, get you a husband. Let the husband find you. If you're doing what you're supposed to do, he's going to find you. But if you're not, if you're out at this club and that club and dropping it and doing all this crazy stuff, guess what? You're going to get what you get. So settle down. Take care of you. Take care of your kids. Live your life unto the Lord and let the Lord lead you and guide you. That man will see you and be like, yeah, that's my wife right there. Let him find you. But you got to be doing what the Lord called you to do. So trust him in everything that you do. Let him lead you and guide you. And just be the child who God called you to do, called you to be. So even if you've done things in your life and you feel like, man, I didn't done so much. He ain't going to forgive me. I didn't did too much dirt. Guess what? He will forgive you. He will forgive you. There's nothing in this world that you could have done where God wouldn't forgive you. He's not like man where he holds grudges and he say, oh, no, you did that. Oh, no, you lied to me. He's not that. He's not like man. So trust him. Let him just have his way in your life. Accept him into your heart. Believe that you can do all things through him, and he'll give you the strength. So I'm going to stop running my mouth because I feel like I'm rambling now. So husband, I'm going to let you take it over here. And just the bottom line to this, if God can do this for me and my kids, he can do it for you. He can do it for you. I'm going to close out and just I'm going to be quiet now. But I pray that that blessed somebody. And if you didn't like what I said, hey, pray for me. Pray for me. That's all. Amen. Go ahead, husband.
Just giving you an applause. I didn't know. I didn't know you was really going where you went. And for everyone that's listening, I just want you to understand. I'm pushing her because what she told you was the truth, and she, you know, backs it up with the Word of God. But everyone has a story. And I keep telling her, and if you're listening and you know her, send her a text that, you know, she needs to do a lot more talking because there's a lot of young females and even middle-aged females and even older females who are stuck in a situation. I'm not saying we're going to come on here like we got it all together, like we got it like that. But the one thing we have the Lord. And as long as the Lord leads us, I know we'll be okay and protected. And everyone finds the Lord in different ways and shapes and go through different things to tell their story. Hers is, you heard it, you know, I don't have to come behind her and say anything. It is what it is. She got out. And like I said, a lot of people may not be as deep as she was when the Word or listen to the Lord or know how to listen to the Lord. All they know is what they know, and it is what it is. And it's my prayer that she does more teaching. It's my prayer that the Lord uses her where she can be a help in building up the kingdom. We ain't trying to start no church or then a Bible study, anything like that. We're just trying to help people and in trying to help people, the Lord is going to bless us. And, you know, the Bible says if we have desire, if we do the work of the Lord, he'll give us the desires of our heart. And that's all we're trying to do. So I was really touched by it. I'm just glad I was able to be obedient to the Lord and what she was saying. She's a very strong black woman who loves the Lord. And when I say that, when she was talking about it, I don't want to piggyback too much on what she was saying, but what she was saying reminds me of my mother and my father. You know, my father back in the 70s married a woman that had three babies with three babies' daddies. And my father came in and stood up and did what a man is supposed to do. Men don't do stuff to put on social media. We don't do stuff to get a cookie or a pat on the back. A man just do what he's supposed to do and keep it moving and moving and moving. Especially if you're following the Lord, you don't have time for applause. You don't have time because you got to go to the next situation. And I'm just thanking the Lord that, you know, I'm able, along with a lot of other men, who can step up to the plate and be a man. It's not always about, you know, how cool you are, how hip you are, how many women you had, this, that, or the other. But, you know, I can honestly say, you know, about me and my life and the way that I live my life, you know, I let the Lord lead and guide me. Not all the time, but majority of the time. Sometimes I get a little sidetracked on some things. But anyway, when I found a wife, I found a good thing. And she's a good thing. And it's straight like the Bible says, you know, she got a heart of gold. If you know her, you know, I'm just putting the icing on the cake. Don't need to be because she preaches her own. She is who she is. And that's how she lives her life. Thank the Lord that the second half is going to be the best half of her life. She had to learn that to try to help other people like you guys. So you know, it's not like her eyes was wide shut the whole time. And whenever the Lord gets you and catch you, and we're getting ready to get out of here, whenever he catches you, it's always the right time. It's never the wrong time. And have it on your inner situation, and the Lord gets you out. He was just prolonging you there for the right time. So you can go back and give back, and hopefully she can go and teach. If you heard that, and I'm going to say this, and I don't want to make it a sad night because it was a great night. She did a great word. Again, I thought you did excellent. And I'm not being biased. I'm just being honest. I thought you did excellent. And the way you broke everything down in scriptures and what you told, I know it's hard for you to talk about it. But at the same time, don't she sound like a teacher? Don't she just sound like she should be teaching something somewhere? I'm just being, if I'm wrong, And people tell me when I'm wrong. They tell me all the time. So if I'm wrong, okay, maybe I am being biased. But if you don't think after hearing what you just said that you shouldn't be teaching somewhere about something on what you went through and how you protected the kids and how you led all the ministries you've been through in church, I mean, you should be doing something. So, you know, I'm going to I have the power because I have the license to do it, but I'm going to do it within the house that I live in our sanctuary. You know, you my first lady, and always will be my first lady. And you have the authority just to do whatever you want to do as long as the Lord lead and guide you. And that's all I'm going to say. So anytime she want to come on Chaos and teach, talk, or whatever, believe you me, I will be pushing it a lot. So if any of the pastors out there that's listening, that know me, that's cool with me, you ain't on the one side, I got to talk about you every week. But if you cool with me and we talk, you want my wife to come teach? We'll be there.
What?
I'll be sitting right there. We'll be there.
Hold on.
We'll
Flag on the play. We're not there. No. I'm going to retract that, what he just said. Flag on the play. Pray for me.
Okay, you can't.
Whatever the Lord wants me to do.
Right.
Don't let the Lord lead and guide. But don't
right.
Don't put me out there.
They're not putting you out there. They're not putting you out there. I'm just saying.
She's not
calm down. What are you? I can't hear what you're saying. What'd you say?
I said flag on the play. She not ready.
We heard.
You can't be
right.
Saying stuff like this.
Okay.
Well, you know, since you want to bring up football and say flag on the play, the booth is liable to review what is being flagged on the play. So we will review it in the booth, and, you know, you'll be overruled. If the Lord leaves fit for someone to tell you that they want you to come teach, then we're going to let the Lord lead and guide you, and we know how that's going to roll. We're not doing anything for us. But if the Lord leads and someone say, give me a call, give me a text, my phone texting right now, if they want you to go somewhere to teach, we're going to do it. Because the Lord opened things up for you so you can see things freely. So there's other people, and I know other people, and you know other people that's out there that's in a situation that needs to hear what you just taught. And with that being said, I thought you did a great job not being biased. And she's new at this, so she's being very humble and very sweet. But if the Lord tell her to do it, she'll do it. I'm not going to even worry about that. So just remember what I said. If you need her, we definitely got you. We definitely got you. And someone just texted me that you know, you did an awesome job. That's one person. So I'm gonna get off that. We're gonna move on. But for all those that listen,
I want the Lord to get the glory in everything that I do. It's all about Him. It's not about me. It's all about Him and what He can do. And I just want people to just trust Him. Like, just trust Him with everything in you. That's all I want people to do.
And you brought that out very well in your lesson. You brought that out. Because could no one do it but the Lord? And we already know you couldn't get up here and do what you're doing unless the Lord led you to do it. I'm just going to push you. And there ain't nothing wrong. And just for some of y'all out there, there's nothing wrong for pushing someone to do something for the Lord. You know, I'd rather, if I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it for the Lord. And if it's wrong, I'm doing it for the Lord. You know, you can't say, well, I was double dipping. You know, I'm going to do everything I do for the Lord, and the Lord is my Savior. So with that being said, we want to thank everyone for the D&K Bible Break. Next week, we have a special guest coming on next week, and she has a book out, and Ms. Kay will be, and myself will be talking to her about her book, and that's going to be next Monday. I believe that's the 1st, June 1st. So we're going to have a special guest about their book. I don't have that information in front of me, and I apologize. But tomorrow night we have Praise Tabernacle Church Bible study starting at 7 p.m. tomorrow night on Blog Talk Radio. Same number you called in tonight, 845-277-9094. Wednesday night, same church, Praise Tabernacle, will be doing their intercessory prayer live on Blog Talk and also on Facebook Live, led by Bishop Omar and his wife, First Lady Pamela Zachary from Praise Tabernacle Church. After Wednesday, the intercessory prayer is over with. Chaos is going right into Watchmen on the Wall with Elder Bazaar, and that will start at approximately 9 o'clock. Thursday, we got a special treat Thursday. I got a group of ministers and preachers that's going to be giving a 5-minute word. Each preacher gets 5 minutes. So if you want to hear an exciting word on Thursday night, call in 845-277-9094, and you're going to hear some great preachers give 5 minutes sermonettes. And they're going to be coming. They got to come for 5 minutes. You got to get in and get out, because 5 minutes, you're going to be done. People say I can't do it, but I'm going to show you better than I can tell you. I can do 5 minutes, and I will do 5 minutes. Just on Thursday night, me with a bunch of other preachers, we'll go. Then Friday night, Praise Tabernacle is back on a Friday night service, and that'll be here on Blog Talk and on Facebook Live. Saturday, her best friend from Texas, Sister Jackson, husband does a Saturday show. Oh, I forgot about to promote his Friday. We're starting a new Friday night show as well. I'm going to have all that information tomorrow when we're on the air. But Overseer Jackson will be on Friday and Saturday starting this week. Friday night, and Saturday. So with that being said, for all those that like to listen to Chaos and listen to the Word of God that's being presented, Friday night, you'll enjoy it, and they're coming out of Texas. And Saturday night, Saturday evening, he'll be on as well. And with that being said, I just want to thank again for everyone that listened to the show tonight. We just want to say thank you. We just want to say that's basically it, just thank you. Kay, you got anything you want to say before we go? You can close out the show. I mean, you did an excellent job. I appreciate you, and I know everyone else that listened appreciates you.
And I appreciate you as well. And I just thank God for giving me the opportunity to let loose and share part of my story. That's just a little portion of the life that I've been through. There's a lot more, but just thank you for listening, and pray that you tune in to our other shows that we have throughout the week. I promise you, if you tune in, you will be blessed no matter what nights you tune in. And just thank you for all your support and taking a time out with us on this Memorial Day. And our hearts and prayer goes out to everyone who's lost someone on this Memorial Day.
Yeah, and with that being said, okay, we just also want to send a special, we want to be very respectful and very mindful because things are starting to opening up. I just don't, I don't want to be on my show and not say anything. Be careful and be safe. I'm going to be honest with you. My doctor, and I have a very low immune system, told me, even before I go see the doctor, he told me to take another 60 days before I come see him. He said, keep doing what you're doing, stay in the house, take another 60 days because this thing ain't passing no time soon. If I can prevent from going out, don't go out, and come see him in 60 days before I do go out. And I'm just saying that. That's coming from a doctor. And I'm just saying, just be careful. Watch your kids. I know everyone is summer and everybody want to just think that because everything is opening up, it's safe. Just be careful, be mindful. And one other thing I'm going to say, that I've seen this on social media somewhere. Noah didn't have to get out of the boat to swim to prove he had faith in God. You ain't got to go out here and prove nothing by trying to go to church too soon. Or keep doing it like you've been doing it, online, on the telephone. However you've been doing it, keep doing it. And don't be foolish like the Lord is going to protect us by going out there and go out there and get caught. He did say use wisdom. So just be careful. I just want everyone to be careful and be safe because I don't want to have to – we can't come to the hospital and see you. And you know, like I said, I just want everyone to be safe. So with all that being said, again, I want to thank my wife, the love of my life. Thank you for sharing with us, for teaching with us. And just thank you. Thank you for all you do for me in the house. I just want to say thank you. My life is 1,000 times better since you've been in it. And I'm going to take that to the bank. 1,000 times better.
Likewise.
And so with that being said, it ain't like, and I just have to say this for the haters. It's not like we on here like we a power couple and we trying to do things. We just living for the Lord. And the Lord giving us an opportunity and giving us a platform. And we're going to use it. We're going to use our platform to uplift the Lord. Nobody else. This ain't church such and such, such and such, and we ain't asking for no money. We just ask you to give us a little bit of your time. And with that being said, I did it. We did it within an hour. It's not even 8 o'clock, and we get ready to get out. So y'all be blessed. We'll see everyone here back tomorrow night, 7 p.m., Praise Tabernacle Bible Study. Pastor Omar Zachary be leading. With that being said, we are out.
Good night.
Yo, y'all ready for this? It's the host with the most. It's the man.